So, Chris.
Yeah.
Last night I watched the movie Set It Up. Have you heard of this film?
Oh, no. But is this on Netflix? And Alicina from Bone of the Heart was trying to make me watch it.
Yes, but she's also trashing it.
Right.
And here's a reason it's trash. It's been really popular and quite well reviewed, but I thought it sucked. And Pete Davidson. Fantastic. You know Pete Davidson? Engaged to Ariana Grande.
I love that that's his top credit now. Like, a month ago, I would have been like, SNL.
SNL, stand-up special, did the roast of Justin Bieber.
He's engaged to Ariana Grande.
Yes, but he plays in it the main guy's gay roommate, but the character is just like a straight man, basically, in terms of like the way he dresses, general vibe. He's kind of a mess. He's kind of like a gross.
It's
like,
just Pete Davidson playing himself, right?
It's Pete Davidson playing himself.
And he just happens to be gay.
And I guess the intention is like, see, gay men can be like any type, but instead it feels like, I don't know. He's a straight man.
Hey, he's done this appealing.
Yeah. It's like a straight man wrote a gay role. And then was like, you know who would go to this? Pete Davidson. The one man I'd fuck.
Do you think he's hot?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's hot too. He sits in the same radar as like, weirdly, Andy Samberg for me. Hot goobers.
Yes, hot goofy. But yeah. I know plenty of people who are not attracted to him at all. And I respect that.
Yeah, too. Same.
I won't defend the fact that I find him attractive at all.
And I'm like, a little ashamed about it.
Yeah, but I will say he is terrible in this movie.
How good's my Ariana Grande impersonation?
Oh, yeah, okay. Give it a go. Give it a whirl.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Ariana Grande.
Our producer has left the room and put the screen to face us, and the little soundy waves for that bit was so big.
I'll do it backwards. Hi, everyone. It's me, Ariana Grande.
Do you like her new song? The light is coming.
Yeah.
I'll give back.
She's
everything.
Fantastic. She's, I also love, awesome, that clip of her going, Vegas, let me hear you make some noise. And she goes, Vegas, let me hear you make some noise.
I love the clip of her licking the donut.
Yeah.
I'm like, do it.
She's heaven. She's my favorite pop star.
Yeah, she's a naughty girl and we love her.
Woo.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And welcome along to this episode of The Male Gaze.
And should we call this our first like post-visual episode?
Yeah, totally. This is like you've watched the TV for a wee bit and you're going back to radio.
Yeah, you're going back to the roots where it's from. If you haven't heard, our new series is out. If you live in New Zealand, it's on TVNZ On Demand. If you don't live in New Zealand, you can watch it on the TVNZ YouTube channel.
Yeah. Oh, it's on the TVNZ YouTube channel.
Yes.
Fab.
And that's not geo-blocked.
No.
Isn't geo-blocking
the worst?
Shouldn't we just get rid of
it's
that
It's like Trump's
now?
Wall.
It is exactly like Trump's wall. Except that all you're hiding is just like content.
Porn.
Yeah.
SNL clips.
Yeah.
What is the most annoying thing? SNL is always geo-blocked.
SNL is really hard. It's like, have you seen that awesome sketch? No, I'll watch it in a year once it becomes available in my country.
I get like Ola. Is that thing?
Yes, I have that.
But
it doesn't always work.
And apparently like it's dodgy or like, I don't know. I mean, anything.
Well, it's
you
a crime. I mean, it is a crime.
Well, here's that thing, right? It's like, yes, it's illegal. Like, when you're fighting for your rights or something like that, then like sometimes you have to commit a few crimes to like progress.
So
I mean,
are you
sexuality
saying
always wants a crime?
It is, but not at all on the same level of criminal activity as illegally. You know, like, I'm not going to go on a march for my right to watch SNL clips the week they come out.
We should.
I do. Well, usually you can find them on Dailymotion.
Stop geo-blocking.
Stop geo-blocking.
You hit it here first. We're going to get to the streets.
If you took that to the streets, I think a lot of people would be like, there's more important issues. I appreciate that you're standing up for something. Is this the right thing? Maybe not.
No, maybe not. Oh, fuck. What were we talking about? I literally just thought, we were talking about our web series.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude. Yeah. Hey, this is so great. I watched the first two episodes. They're just so great.
They're really fun. I'm really proud of the work we did. I've only done 3,000 steps today on my Fitbit because I stayed on couch and watched.
They're only 22 minutes long.
I know, but then I also watched like Love Island and Fashion Photo Review.
Are you getting
back
into Love Island? Like, have you started? Because I am not watching it, but you have to start from the top, I imagine, or you're just kind of kicking him.
No,
midway.
I'm diving into the middle. This is the British Love Island, not Heartbreak Island down New Zealand.
That's bogus.
They screwed that up so bad. Here's what they did. If you're a Love Island fan, we've made our own version in New Zealand. It's called Heartbreak Island, and it sucks because they just put all these rules into it. And one's called a passion play, one's called a ditch and switch, and then there's one called a power passion play. And I have no idea what any
power
of those
tops
mean.
I would love an all-gay version of Same. Heartbreak Island.
Same.
I don't know what you'd call it or what the rules are.
Dick Island.
I guess, honestly, it could just be the same, but just a whole bunch of gay men.
Well, did you watch Fire Island? Is that the same?
Or a whole bunch of lesbians. That would also be That'd really be fun. Or just a whole bunch of bisexuals. I'd also watch that.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Bisexual, yeah. Well, I love watching dating naked or whatever it's called. You know when the wall slowly comes up and you see more of their nude body, and quite often they have bisexuals on that, so they have like bisexual girl and she's got both women and boys and she's looking at the naked bits.
I love what's it called, you know, when they go to Fernando, they're all up, they're like
Mamma Mia, here we go again. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh, that's the other thing I watched.
Come date with me or dine.
Come
or,
dine with me when they visit each other's houses.
No, no.
Come fly away with me. Oh, is this one where there's like 40 girls?
There's like 30 women like all behind these desks and then there's this host and then like one guy will come out.
Yes.
And they can just like be like, no. And they can just tap themselves out of it until they whittle it down to just one guy or one chick. But sometimes all the chicks are like, no.
Yes, yeah, so my favourite clip is this guy that looks like Lucius Malfoy, who you won't guess is a Harry Potter reference, but he's got like straight blonde hair and a tuxedo and really pale skin, and he walks out and then all of them except for three.
Oh,
it's heartbreaking.
But they always, when they have their date, they go to Fernando, which is this like a beach island resort kind of, but it's always raining because it's in England, and it's like just looks like the worst type. They go like jet skiing and have a bad cocktail, and then they're like, do you want to see him again? He's like, no, thank you.
England has the weirdest shows. My boyfriend loves a show called Coach Trip, right? Ooh. Coach Trip is like the most low stakes version of Amazing Race you've ever seen. They're just all on this bus together in pairs.
Oh, I remember this. It's like a tiki tour.
It's like a tiki tour, and then every they get to vote a pair off and they get replaced with another pair.
Yeah, they're like bad buzz for the bus.
Yes,
I loved it.
And they just stop off at like, again, it's like really grim, like UK locations where the weather's really shitty. It's like beachfront, but you can't swim.
They're like, oh, we're going to go look at some like old vases, and then they're just like, oh, what do you think? It's pretty boring. It's like, I didn't like how James thought the vases were boring, so I'm going to be voting them off.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. And then the prize is like another, you just get to stay on the coach. Like,
awful. Be like, you should be able to go private. Are you ready for the fact of the gay?
I
literally found this, and we've probably said it before.
Okay.
But it's actually I've lost it. It was on my
side. We lost the fact of the game. There are no more facts to learn.
Oh, it was about. Oh, wait. Here it is on my phone. This is really good content.
I'm already so impressed with how, if you've watched our web show now, the fact of the games are like so succinct and clear, because obviously it's like edited, and also we researched them properly, as opposed to for our podcast when Chris found this on his phone 4 minutes ago.
The term closet obviously refers to being in a confining state, you know, in a confining state of being secretive about one's homosexuality. The word cannot be
and
found.
That's the fact of the
gay. And that's the fact of the gay. Gay men, the word cannot be found in lesbian or gay literature before the 1960s. So it was probably not used before then.
Really? That's quite recent.
That's what I thought. That's why it's the fact of the gay. I was like, oh, that's easy and digestible.
Halfway through that fact, I thought you were going to say that the word could be found in literature before closets existed. So that the gay closet version existed prior to the physical closets existing.
So the closet as a metaphor existed before the literal
the
closet.
The actual thing.
The term closet was built pre- real closets.
You know,
like, I love a time before closets. It's like, what were we doing? Just like,
just throwing stuff on the bed.
Like that one chair in your lounge.
Yeah, you pile everything on.
Like, I'll just put this here now. I'm like, that's that. If there's one habit in my life I wish I could break, it was this habit of, I'm just going to put this here now, and then I'll put it in its proper place later.
It's so bad.
It's and so stupid.
The worst is when you come home and you see your stuff and you're like, I can't tidy that. I'm just having a hard week.
Yes, I do that all
like,
the time.
You're never having too hard a week to spend like to 5 minutes away. Putting stuff away.
Sometimes I'll literally look at like, I don't know, some t-shirts that are like over an armchair and just look at them and go, you can do it, Chris. Just get up and just do it. Just take control of your life. I'll have to chant myself into it just to get off the bed and move stuff.
The worst is when you buy something like an armchair and you're like, I'm buying this and I'm promising to myself that I'm not just going to use this to put clothes or my backpack on.
Next minute.
And the first time you do it, you're like, well, that's done.
Yeah, it's like, well, there goes that lifestyle choice. Who's the queen of the week, Eli?
Okay, so do you know of a beautiful woman called Liza Minnelli?
Heard of her. I'm Liza.
That's it. Yeah. I'm Liza. No.
I'm Liza. Oh, she kind of talks like this.
I do the show and I'm in Arrested Development.
Broadway.
Okay, so an article came out saying Renee Zellweger bonds with Liza Minnelli over the fact that Renee's playing Judy Garland in an upcoming movie, which I think on this podcast we've already got
told,
excited
we've already
about.
Told, yeah, we're already pumped.
Here's what Liza had to say on Facebook about it. I have never met nor spoken to Renee Zellweger.
Oh, no.
Am I supposed to do like a gangster voice? I don't know how these
you're
stories...
You're talking to me? Renee's talking to me?
I don't even know Renee Zellweger. I don't know how these stories get started, and I do not approve nor sanction the upcoming film about Judy Garland in any way. Any reports to the contrary are 100% fiction. That impression of Liza was devastating.
It's sad that she doesn't approve of the movie. But also, their relationship really fucking fucked up.
It was
so
mixed
of course,
up, right?
But
one
I
of the most messed up
it.
Things about Liza and Judy, she just was like, well, she's just a show mom.
No. Well, so Judy obviously was... She was going through the MGM model of like the golden years of movies where it's just like, let's crank out like 100 movies a year.
Yes.
And so she was to get through Dorothy and The Wizard of Oz and stuff. She was doing crazy hours. So they just like gave her drugs to keep her awake. So she'd get hyper and hyper and hyper. And then they'd be like, oh fuck, we need to like get her to sleep now. So then they'd just give her a whole bunch of downers. And so she was just like basically medicated her whole career.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and was like so a complete drug addict and a complete alcoholic. And so it was just like really wild. And so not very great to Liza. And then I imagine there was that show mum quality as well. I've seen like some clips of them doing their performance together. And I think she probably thought Liza, like I think she, in my opinion, wanted Barbara Streisand as her daughter.
Wow.
When I see videos of Judy and Barbara singing together, Judy's
that
much
connection.
Warmer.
Wow.
But
heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
That's a heartbreak island.
It's a pretty amazing, it's like a big showbiz family. It's like Judy Garland.
Yeah.
And whatever Minnelli. He was like a big film producer.
Frankie Minnelli.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just, it's huge. I love Liza Minnelli. Did you know that in her rider, she, like, obviously she's got, like, room to have to be a certain temperature and stuff, but she has to have a star on her door. So, like, she, there's this amazing clip of her performing at Oprah, and she wanted to sing, like, 8 songs, and they were like, 2. And she's like, I'll sing 8. And they, but the big thing was that she had a big star that said Liza written on a door in her dressing room, but they had to put up for Liza.
I love that.
It's like, oh, like harking back to sort of old Hollywood, which I quite enjoy. Just
I'd
like
love
being
to have that on my rider.
A famous celebrity.
Yeah, I'd put like a...
What would be on your rider?
Fireman calendar from the area.
Oh, yeah, a local fireman's calendar.
A local fireman's calendar.
If they don't have one, shoot one.
Yeah, make one for me. Chicken nuggets.
And in the boxes or on a plate?
On a plate with barbecue sauce. And
what?
Yeah.
And barbecue?
Barbecue sauce. And sparkling grape juice. And beer and whiskey.
Ooh, your writer's size.
It is no good, eh? And twisties.
Throw those in. That's not, that didn't literally fix nothing.
And celery and peanut butter.
It's a little healthier. I can't believe you pick barbecue over sweet and sour. How do you not love that tang?
There's still tang in barbecue. Are you kidding me? The main ingredient is apples.
Oh, sweet and sour.
Oh, you know what I made last night? Roast cauliflower with a curry sauce that
yum,
I put on it.
Delicious.
It was delish.
Delish.
It was really yum.
Hey, a big congratulations to Tom Daly and Dustin Lance Black. Is that his name?
Yeah. They had a kid.
They had a kid.
And it was on, I had to message Chris the Twitter story immediately because the photo of them is them in the suits that you hate so much, the maroon and the navy suit.
I hated their wedding so much.
The baby photos are cute though.
Are they? I haven't actually looked at them.
Oh, I'm going to show
actually
them.
Actually, kind of hate them.
Shut up. What is it that you hate about them?
I think I just hate Tom Daly. Oh, I think if I met him, I would be like speechless. Yeah, I think I just love having a Twitter feud with someone with the top of the baby's head decorating.
And then this one of the baby's feet.
Ooh,
two black and white photos.
Creepy.
Beautiful. I love it. My friend met Tom Daly in Russia. Okay, get this. She
what?
Was on a flight.
Your friend?
My friend Sarate.
Oh, great.
She was on a flight to the UK and it was flying like over Russia and then an engine exploded or something. Whoa. And the flight had to land in the middle of Russia.
And then Tom would have been like, what?
Tom was like, no. And then so she met him in an airline lounge that they all got put in. Just got a cute old photo with Tom Daly. Her arms around his back. Yeah, his arms around his back. Anyway, I would say congratulations.
Do you want a baby?
Yeah, I'll take one. No, I think I do.
If I have a baby, it's going to be a Rumpelstiltskin situation.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, doesn't he steal the baby?
So does that mean that are you Rumpelstiltskin in the scenario?
It's
you've stolen the baby from a young maiden.
Story, right?
Yeah.
She has to turn straw to gold, and she's like, I can't fucking do this. And then at night, she's like, I'm over. This is Handmaiden's Tale. I'm going to get killed.
Yeah.
And then in pops Rumpelstiltskin, and he's like, I'll do it for you, but you promised me your firstborn child.
Yes.
And then he'll take the baby unless she can guess his name. And then she sees him singing it in the forest, which, to be honest, if that's the linchpin of your deal, don't be singing
don't
your
sing
name
it in
woods.
The forest.
Yeah, just don't say it.
That's too much. Can I tell you that I was in the children's production of Rumpelstiltskin, the Court Theatre, kind of recently, like 2013, maybe.
Oh, that is recent.
Not that long ago. And
definitely after closets were invented.
Yes, it was. And long after the metaphor, which has been around for thousands of years.
Which was much before the real closet was invented.
I played the wheel, the spinning wheel.
Oh my God, what a shit role.
But I made him like Tim Gunn.
Him.
Yeah. And he was a boy, and he was like Tim Gunn. So when
Fuck
she came
the wheel
to
patriarchy,
when she came to do the wheel, I was like, make it work.
That's really good.
It was cute. It was fun.
That's clever. Did the kids get it?
No. And I don't know if the adults did either.
Oh, damn it. I would have got it.
I was quite hard on the impression, but it's gone now. But it was good. I also played a baby.
I don't know if I want kids.
Yeah.
I think, I to and fro. And it feels like one of those decisions you want to be like crystal clear on.
I'd love to raise one from like, it's four when I get it. Oh. Is that weird?
Oh, well, no. I don't want to be like, because I'm sure there's lots of scenarios where that is, you adopt
that's
a child
case.
That's around that age and it's perfectly functional.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you got the choice, you'd want to start from ground zero, right?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know if that's important to me or not.
Kind of a lion deal, Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
I love Nicole Kidman in that movie.
I love
movie.
That movie. She made me sob.
I never saw the ending of that.
My sister sent me a photo. Maybe I should. I want a video on WhatsApp just before, which is the only thing.
Are you
going to
show me just a family video of a child?
No, I'm going to play it into the speaker. Do you hear that?
No.
It's my niece saying the C word.
Oh.
She's trying to say can't, but she's just been saying it all night.
That's so cute.
That makes me want to have kids.
Yeah, just being can't.
I kind of feel like the most likely scenario is that I'll have my first child when I'm like 50, like Elton John did.
Oh, I love that he did that.
Yeah, same.
It's so, I'm like always like, wow, good on you when I see anyone around my age having kids.
Yeah, same.
I'm like, God, you're brave.
Yeah, same. I'm like, whoa, you don't have to do that.
Oh, so you're giving up, are you? Like, that's
this is over. Weird. I feel like the more I get older, the more I realize that like life can be fulfilling for so many other reasons than like what you're doing for a job.
Totally. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, man, you just go so hard into like job and money and stuff, and then you're like, but why? Because you want to make your life fulfilled. Like, you want to have more opportunities with more money, I guess.
Yes, yeah, totally. And you're like, and you're chasing the time where you can like reap all the.
Do you have these thoughts when you watch your boyfriend run around catching chickens?
Yeah.
You're just like,
my boyfriend's been housing his parents' farm, and he feeds the chickens every day, and there's a blind one that he has to move in different places to make sure it gets sun, but it freaks out if it's too far in
like
the
open.
Like
a little chicken tan.
Yeah, a little chicken tan.
Do you want to live on a farm?
No.
You bad but around animals?
Yeah, I would say yes, I'm bad. Sheep tried to butt me yesterday.
With or without your consent?
Yeah. Without my consent. I was picking, they've got fruit, so I was picking oranges, and then sheep started headbutting me.
Such a wholesome lifestyle.
It is nice, but again, I got 3,000 steps today because I just spent all day on the couch.
Right. Every time I do like a theatre tour or whatever, driving the country, looking out the window at like farms and stuff, I'll just be like, I'm going to become a farmer.
Yeah.
And then I go to a farm and I'm like, not for me.
It's hard work.
It's fucking hard work.
Well, that's the thing about kids as well. Is
I'd
like,
rather make a web series.
That's the thing. I'm like, oh, we were so exhausted making our web series. But then also like, when you have to like take care of a very young child for like an hour, you're like, oh my
honestly
God.
Shout out to my sister who's just, I had her baby recently, she's just, she is literally driving off,
yeah,
2 hours a night, eight. She's just not sleeping a bit.
Oh my gosh,
it just breaks you. You think drama school breaks you? You're driving a kid.
Drama school is honestly a breeze. Like, I've been thinking more recently, yeah, I've been like, it's so good. Just someone tells you where to be all day, every day.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you're working, but like, I don't, I mean, also,
I
like,
love being on the student, like, allowance, or not allowance, yes, the student loan.
I know.
The living costs, you know. So I mean, you had good to pay it back, still doing that, but yeah, it was so good just being like, I got some money this week and I'm gonna do some acting. Like, yeah, that was it.
That's all. If that went on forever, I'd be chill.
That'd be great.
What did you think about the RuPaul's Drag Race finale? Because Drag Race always reminds me of drama school. The whole, yes, time. I'm like, the dramas that happen in there, the, in terms of the casting, the projects and all those things.
I knew this was going to happen, but it was going to be like the lip sync of reveals. Like, yes, it's like as soon as someone sets a trend, yeah, 1 year, the very next year, you see 100 versions of that.
Yeah.
And obviously, lip syncing has always been based in reveals. Like,
yeah,
it's not like a new thing to reveal something mid lip sync. Like, queens have been doing it forever. But I was like, just the style of reveals have become more theatrical.
Yes.
And more like, you think that's a reveal?
How about this?
How about dead butterflies from my titties? Like,
oh,
that's
my gosh. And I've rewatched it so many times.
Really?
The dead butterflies. When she takes her boobs off and then she just chucks them in the air.
Yeah, those like plastic containers, yes, that they're in.
She lost the plot. That would not have suited either song,
no,
even if it had worked.
Yeah. Frogs. That's what I'd have in those.
Tadpoles.
Well, like, frogs would be better.
Yeah.
They're jumping out.
Yeah,
at
that's
least
true.
It sort of fits more of a Janet Jackson vibe then.
It'd be a bit scarier though. Like, if Cameron, like, Cameron probably no doubt stepped on some of the butterflies, but like, if I was the person lip syncing someone who lit frogs up on the stage and then I stood on them, I'd be like, well, now I look bad, but you shouldn't have brought these frogs out here.
It's getting crazy to the point where it's like almost becoming like you'd pull out like slime to be like, we're both gonna, and you're like, you know how to lip sync on the slime,
yeah,
and the other player's like, whoa, 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 you know, it,
yes,
becomes like an actual battle.
You
like
lay butter down.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, and you're wearing like butter shoes for it. You know, it's like, it's that's the level of like thinking these queens are getting to.
Yeah. But the reason that Aquaria is so good, right? So her the second lip sync, she just stormed it.
Yes.
And she'd thought about what suited the song,
yes,
the outfit did, all the tricks did. And then also, I didn't think her first lip sync was so good, but then I've thought about it more afterwards. Apparently, she's doing the exact choreography from the music video. And she does that thing where she does the boob reveal at the end, which is a tribute to Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love her.
I love her too. I think she's fantastic.
I think she's so cool. My friend was like messaging me. She was like so disappointed. I was like, are you kidding me?
She's definitely was like the one of the most like talented in there. But it's also so interesting to be like, imagine like Vixen in that final. I think Vixen would have stormed it as
Vixen
well.
Vixen stormed it.
Yeah, I really loved Vixen on that show.
Monique was my favorite, and I loved Monique's outfit, the reveal.
Yes, but
when
she was lip syncing like in that like season 1 and 10 queens,
yeah,
like her,
yeah,
earring falls out and her hair's like,
she's,
I was like,
a
you
mess.
Had like 10 seconds and like everything fell apart.
It's pretty funny.
But yeah, I was like, part of me looks at those reveals and the theater maker in me is like, you just need to get better at timing and like what the reveal is.
Just think about the
choices.
About the song
exactly,
first.
Exactly, which
go
is why
from there.
The velour pedal reveal is so great because it,
yeah,
was like, it just fitted the song and it was
suited
timed so
moments
beautifully that,
yeah,
it felt like really emotional.
It's like when you're having trouble with a play, you just always go back to the text. That's my impression of a director.
Yes.
Look, guys, I don't know. Like, nothing's working today. Should we just sit around a table and just go back to the text?
What would your reveal be if you were a drag queen and like lip sync for your life?
I'd pull, like, you know when a magician pulls like all the scarves out of their sleeve? I'd do that, but under my pussy.
Oh my gosh.
But it would just like keep coming to the point where people are like, how did you
store
that?
I would create like
there?
A suit that just like starts foaming or something. That's like,
oh,
gradually
like
creating
frothing.
More and more froth.
Oh, I'd have a volcano on each shoulder, like a science experiment
volcano.
Wouldn't
you have it on each tit?
I think that would be less visually.
Yeah,
well,
true.
I don't know if it would be able to erupt in the same way that,
yeah,
if it was straight.
True.
You'd have to keep very still though for the whole lip sync.
It'd be funny if one of the queens just did like a really funny lip sync for the whole. I'd rather be like really fierce and aggressive. It's,
yeah,
just like makes you laugh a lot.
Yes. Like Ben de la Creme on.
Yeah, she was so good.
Just so funny.
She's so funny. What else are we going to talk about this episode?
Our Prime Minister also had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Neve, Te Araha, Ardern Gayford, is that it?
That's it. Yeah. That's it. I feel like I know a lot of Neves who are, like, not great people.
Really?
Well, Neve, I find, like, they're really intelligent. A bit snippy. But, like, I think all warm feelings towards Jacinda and the baby, but just, like, my experience of, like, meeting Neves in the past.
Yeah, I know one, actually, who's like, quite quiet.
In a
slightly scary way.
Oh, I like that.
But actually, every Neve that I know spells it the Irish way, and
like N E I M H E.
Yeah, like yeah. Niam.
Yes.
Is Niam here? So got Chris Parker present. Niam Ardern.
Roles kind of stop, the older you get.
Yeah.
Remember, like, at primary school, you always get a role, like the role you do is, and like, every, you know.
As an adult, the equivalent is when you go somewhere and then there's a name tag with your name on it. And then they can work out who's not there just because, like, which name tags are left over.
Oh, that's a very efficient way of doing that.
I just do that at school all the time. You could personalize your name tag. You could flare it up.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And every day, morning when you go to school, you just pick it up and put it on.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well, is that us?
I don't know how long we're talking. No,
that's us.
That's our shout out to the Prime Minister. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please watch our show.
Yeah, there's two episodes out now on TVNZ On Demand, and then there's four more to come, once every week.
So we've done relationships and dating and labels and identity. Next week, sealed section.
Ooh. Oh, it's a really funny episode.
It's raunchy.
It's really raunchy.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love it so much.
Yeah, I'm proud of what we did.
And thanks to you guys for listening. We don't have a sponsor on this podcast.
No. Well, can I also shout out, if you're in Christchurch, I'm doing a show the next Saturday.
Are you?
One and only at the Dark Room. And just my comedy festival show again. And then I'm also doing it in Auckland the week after at the Classic Studio. Just one night only.
Fun?
Yeah, no.
I might come along.
Yeah, pretty chill. Come in Auckland. You'll be there.
I'll come in Auckland for sure.
Yeah.
Who should sponsor this podcast?
I'd love some kind of like homemade baking kind of company. Like a company.
Cookies.
Should we start inventing sponsors?
Yeah, okay.
And this podcast was brought to you by Cookies. You can try their new lavender and chocolate.
And remember that 50% of their proceeds go to blind horses.
Yeah.
So really worth buying their cookies.
And please use the code Cookie Chris and Electric Eli, or one word, when you make your order, and you get your first cookie free.
New game.
Bye. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.